Somebody give the Lord a big shout. Indeed, the Lord is mighty in our midst. And when you participate in a meeting like this, where the glory of God is very abundant, you need to be able to ask God for an enlargement of prophecy in order for you to take delivery of the full course. And so we want to spend a moment of time in prayer and asking God to increase our capacity so that we can partake in the fullness of the feast. Can you make demands on heaven in a moment of time? Can you make demands on heaven? Is it possible for you to make demands on the Holy Ghost? Is it possible for you to make demands on the grace of God? It is a night of destiny. God has made resources available to actualize His plan, to prosecute His plan. But let me not be deficient in the capacity needed to take full delivery of that which the Lord is making available. Call upon His name. Make demands on Him tonight. Weariness is a luxury that you cannot afford tonight. Oh, we give you praise. We exalt your name. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, Lord, tonight we're asking that you increase our capacity. There is so much that you have available to deliver. Let no one go without an answer from you tonight. Grant, O God, that by your mercy, everyone will have a testimony. Thank you for the mighty things you did in the first session. I will trust you to complete it, perfect it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you celebrate? And you may take your seat in the name of Jesus Christ. And before I proceed, can we celebrate the apostle that took the first section? We honor the anointing that you carry. And that was very explosive, and I pray that we'll have capacity for the next session. Thank you, Pastor Ben, for the privilege to stand in here. I salute all the leaders of the assembly. Thank you for having me again. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 107. We'll do a brief reading. My session is majorly focused on deliverance. Just like the deliverables in the first session was packaged in numerous channels of power, my session is on deliverance. There are some yokes that need to break before they break. All right, let's begin our reading. Just stay with me. Let's begin our reading from Psalms 107. We will commence our reading from verse number 15, and I'd like you to pay attention to the tone of language that the scripture sustains. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. This is what God specializes in doing. The reason for which humankind should perpetually give God praise and glory is because of a skill that God has. And that skill is revealed when he breaks the gates of brass, when he cuts in sunder the bars of iron. Tonight, God will break the gates of brass. The Lord will cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse 17 says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Somehow, he also gives us insight into the major denominator behind affliction. We'll touch that if the Lord allows. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 20 is my emphasis, because there are many ways that God can bring deliverance to a people. There are many ways that God can bring salvation. But in this progression of revelation that we see in the book of Psalms 107, verse 20, there is a unique approach that God decides to choose in order to effect deliverance. The Bible says that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The reason for which I found this scripture to be most descriptive of what God wants to do in my session is because of the word destructions. It is in the plural. There are diversities of destructions. And a destruction is like a time bomb. A destruction can be ticking over your life, and you will still be making progress. It can be ticking until when it has consummated the time cycle, then it initiates its vengeance. And the Bible says that there are diversities of such destructions that exist. And in order for God to undo the abilities and the power of these destructions, what God does is that he sends his word. The first time the words were used in the Bible, it was not for communication, it was for creation. God doesn't need to stand up to accomplish anything because he rules by decrees. And the Bible reveals that God has exalted his word above his name. And the implication of that is that when God speaks, his words become law, and even he himself becomes subject to the things that he has spoken. In view of that, he doesn't use words the way men use words. He used words sparingly, because he means everything he says, and he says everything he means. Jesus, in the days of his flesh, when he walked this world, as such, as loving as he was someone that children were very secure to be with. As tender as Jesus was, as humorous as Jesus was, Jesus never cracked a joke. He never cracked a joke. The reason is because if Jesus should walk up to you and say, "Hey, your head big," you know what will happen to you? Your head will become big instantly. In fact, it will be big in proportion of that which God can call big. So when you hear, "Are you with me? Are you still with me?" Stay with me. He sent his word. Amen. It will be big. So big. You know, when you hear the scripture says that God is not a man that he should lie, Our religious interpretation of that scripture is that God is modest, God is righteous, God is holy, and because of his holy nature, even though he has the ability to lie, he is constrained by his holy nature not to lie. That's not the meaning of that scripture. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. That means God cannot lie. It means if God speaks, even though that which he has spoken doesn't look as if it will come to pass, because he has spoken, it will be as he has spoken. The scripture is trying to tell us that God doesn't speak empty words like men. If God gets to speak, then God has worked. Because that which he says will not come to him void like speakings of mortal men. It is vested with his authority. It is vested with his power. The strength of God goes in the direction of the word of God. So the Bible says that he sent his word. And he healed them. And he delivered them from their destructions. So I want to show us briefly, before we go into the practicals of this session, we have a theory part so that we can comprehend effectively the scope of dealings that is on the table tonight. And then we have the practical part, which is the actualization of the things that we'll be teaching. Because tonight, God has instructed me to decree, to act like him. And so that's my own part of, that's what I bring to the table. I'll just act like him, and then he will take over from that point. Hallelujah. All right. We'll do Bible study for 35 minutes. I pray you will not be caught up in a slumber, because I want to open your eyes to a few things in the Bible. And when your eyes are open and your spirit is on fire, we will join forces together and I will carry out the instruction that God has placed upon my heart. If you are still with me, say amen. The first destruction that I would like to introduce us to, and I don't know if that this number one will eat up the whole 35 minutes that I intend to use to do my theoretical delivery. But if that is the case, I will stop after number one. And then we'll go into the practical. There is no way that practical will not consume more than 1 hour. The first destruction is what we call a curse. A curse. Now, a curse is like a judgment. A curse is like the delivery of justice. And that's why if no infringement has been committed, a curse will not have any foundation to rest. And that's why the Bible says that a curse that is causeless, it shall not come. So in order for you to understand what a curse is, you must understand the justice system of the heavenlies. Now, because we need to do a refresher course to understand the justice system of the heavenlies, I'd like us to turn our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 8. Genesis chapter 4, beginning from verse number 8. My attempt here in introducing this scripture is to give us an insight into the justice system that is sustained in the heavenlies. There's a court in heaven. And this court that exists in heaven is a court of competent jurisdiction. And just in case you've heard this terminology called coven. A coven is a court that is set up among witches. The unseen realm is capable of its kind of justice. The unseen realm is capable of judgment. The unseen realm is capable of equity. And there are some implications that find expression when someone is on the wrong side of justice. In order for there to be a curse, there must be a court. It is a proclamation of justice that comes from a court of competent jurisdiction that amounts to what we call technically a curse. In order for me to build my case, I need to present two scriptures. This is the first one, but if time will not permit, we might not need to look at the second. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. I am a copelai. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. If you follow the reading, you will find out that this reading captures a court session. A court session. Those of us that are acquainted with the Constitution and the attendant acts to establish justice and judgment in the nation of Nigeria, know that according to the Justice Act, the Witness Act, I believe, of 1999, there are two ways by which you can establish witness. Firstly, that act describes the first category of witness as an eyewitness, someone that is present at the scene of an event, and his testimony in court can affect the pendulum of justice. We also have contained in that act an expert witness, someone like a doctor, preferably a doctor of internal medicine, and if he conducts an autopsy on a dead body, it will affect the direction of justice. So there are two types of witness according to that act. And if you read this story, you will find out that there was no eyewitness in the scenario. And there was no expert witness that was consulted. And so, even though Cain was guilty, he knew that his guilt could not be established in the human court of law. And so when he came to court, the first thing that was done to Cain was that he was cross-examined. Those of you that know court proceedings know what I'm talking about. Questions were asked to test the depths of the substance that is in his defense. Oh my God, you are not with me. Are you still here this morning? Stay with me, stay. Just like Pastor Ben said, if by any means you are found sleeping, it means the work that Satan did on your case, he did it overnight. He did it. He perfected it. If on a day like this, the luxury of sleep is something you are willing to enjoy, then the scripture you will need eventually for your deliverance will be in the book of Revelation. May the Lord give you understanding. Are you still there? So you see, when you come into court, one of the items of court process is cross-examination. In cross-examination, you want to see whether your defense or your prayer has any substance. And so they subject you to a series of questions, and the way you answer the question, if you can nail yourself by your answer. And so the first question that was, asked, Cain was, where is Abel your brother? Abel, knowing that there was no way, there was no eyewitness, there was no just, no expert witness in the scenario, responded as if it was addressing a court of men. And he said, am I my brother's keeper? So that was taken down. It was written down. This is his response. Am I my brother's keeper? I was not told at any time that I need to be babysitting my brother. I don't understand the meaning of your question. Then, in order to clear his doubt, the case file was read out. The prayer that was brought to that court of competent jurisdiction was read out in the hearing of the man in the dock. He said, this is the, let me read the prayer to you. Give me verse number 10 there. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Cain was not told that in that court of law, blood has, it has sufficient capacity and vocabulary to act as witness. He didn't know that. And the fact that he didn't know that did not affect the proceedings of justice. You are not with me. I don't have time to show you from the Bible several things that seem to be physical, but they have vocabulary in the realm of the spirit. And every form of priesthood is established based on those items. One of the items is blood. You know, in the New Testament, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus Yes, I know it speaks better things, but the way it was rendered in the Greek, it's more than just better things. Yes, better things are included in the rendering, but greater volume, in terms of volume. You know, you can be talking, a child can be talking, and you can switch on the volume of your radio, and we can no longer hear what the child is saying because of the intensity of the volume. You see, the blood of Jesus doesn't only speak better things, but it speaks at a higher volume that swallows up other speakings. It's not as if those other speakings are not speaking. It's just that they were overwhelmed by the volume, the sound, the intensity of the speaking. And as such, they were rendered irrelevant. They were rendered inconsequential just because there is an utterance that is so loud that is available. If I take you to the book of Hebrews, which is a temptation that I'm not willing to take tonight, I will show you 9 voices that speak in the heavenlies. And all of these utterances are critical. If you are a priest and you understand the shape of the realm that we pray into, if you understand the shape of the realm that the reality of the temple that we function in is domiciled, then there are techniques, there are technologies that you need to acquaint yourself with if you are going to be influential in that court. Because you must understand that one of the shapes of the spirit realm is that the spirit realm has a legalistic, that's 1 out of 9 shapes. It has a legalistic orientation, as a legalistic shape. And that's why there are some people that are seated here and some that are participating with us online whose bondages have legal undertones. It is because that realm has that shape. If you are still with me, say amen. You see, I have instruction from the Lord to explain these things to you before we start praying. I have instruction. So this guy now, after the cross-examination, he thought he was smart in his responses because he did not understand the jurisdiction of that court. Now, part of what was allowable in that court is that blood can be witness, sufficient witness in that court. He didn't see that one coming. And his ignorance did not affect the way justice was dispensed. And it came to pass. I would like us to read the judgment that came for him. Yeah, next verse. 11. He said, and now thou art cursed. The first thing that was pronounced, you know, I told you that in order for there to be a curse, there must be a court.
Because a curse is like a judgment that was pronounced. And if there is nothing that you have done wrong, that curse will not take effect. So just to show you that the spirit realm has a legalistic framework. And curses, because they are from the spirit realm, have transgenerational potential. And I will show you the symptoms that find expression in the life of a man that has a destruction called curse. If you are still with me, say amen. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood out of thy hand. I don't have time for that. You are cursed from the earth. No time for that. But you see, no time. You see, I have a dashboard here and my time is running. And I'm a man set under authority. I cannot violate the time I'm given. If I do, it means I'm a son that is not in order. And God will not be able to trust you with greater things if you cannot manage little things like time. Doesn't matter the anointing. If you violate time, it means that there is something disorderly that is locking in your soul that you have not yet handled. Are you still with me? So, and now thou art cursed from the earth. That same earth from whence the curse was coming from. Are you there? This suggests that the earth was programmed against that man because of the curse. You are not following me. It is the same earth that opened her mouth to receive his brother's blood out of his hand. Oh my God. How many of you still remember Jesus when Jesus was, in fact, it will interest you to know that the blood we are speaking about here is the blood of an innocent man. When the blood of an innocent man hit the ground, the Bible says that the ground opened its mouth and took delivery of that blood. And because the ground took delivery of that blood, and the ground knows that it took delivery of the blood from Cain's hand, Cain's guilt has been established. You realize that Cain was no longer asked any question at this time. He's been educated to show the framework and all the witnesses that were in the scenario that can verify his guilt. Part of it was the ground. The ground received blood out of his hand. The ground opened her mouth. And all of this has to do with the blood of what? An innocent man. By the time we analyze the case of Jesus when he was taken to Golgotha, you will notice that there were a lot of omens that took place around the cross. Are you with me? One of the omens that took place around the cross was that the blood of Jesus, that's the blood of a righteous man, the earth has not drank that type before. The one that drank now, the one the earth drank now, is the blood of an what? Innocent. And because the earth drank the blood of an innocent man, it was from that earth that the cry of the blood. So the earth was the amplifier, was a public address system that channeled that cry into the court of heaven. Are you following me? You know, normally when people refuse to follow, what I do is I cut the syllables. So that maybe when they have labored in the wilderness for 2-3 years, they will desire that revelation. And then God will begin to give them, we will arrange a way to meet their needs. Hallelujah. I believe in dealings, a lot, dealings. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you here? They brought Jesus to Golgotha. And it was interesting to know that redemption was hanging on Jesus. And everything that God does in the New Testament, every reality he accomplishes, he prophesied about it previously. And many times, not from one perspective, not from one window, he prophesies about, he speaks about it from many windows. So one of the prototypes that Jesus had to fulfill was the prototype of the scapegoat. And that was what was playing out as Jesus was taking the cross outside of the walls of the city. According to the requirement or the prototype of the scapegoat has to die outside of the walls of Jerusalem. So Jesus was coming with redemption. Jesus was coming with regeneration. Jesus was coming with salvation. All of those goodies were hanging on Jesus. And unfortunately, he had lost so much blood that he did not have strength in his humanity to take that cross to the place where the prophetic patterns will be fulfilled. Because if he is the scapegoat, he needs to die outside of the walls of Jerusalem. And he did not have the physical strength to take himself where the prophetic pattern will be fulfilled. Oh, that was a day that heaven prayed and waited for earth to answer. The reason why I said that is because after the fall, there were only three families that God had to work with. Shem, Ham, and Japhet. Shem, symbolic of the Jews, representative of the Sanhedrin, had condemned Jesus to death. So God could no longer use any of the sons of Shem to help Jesus with his cross. Japhet, those are the Europeans, represented by Pilate. Pilate sentenced Jesus to death. So Jesus, God could not use any European to help Jesus with the cross. There was only one lineage that had not condemned Jesus. The sons of Ham. And they were the Africans. Now, I'm now wondering how Simon the Cyrenian got there from Africa. Because I like to analyze. What was he doing in Jerusalem at that time? There are so many questions about that. But Simon the Cyrenian was on the scene. And he was the only man that qualified to stand in the gap because the two races have already sentenced Jesus to death. So, suddenly they brought Simon into the picture. And that has implicated Africa. That the end time gospel of the cross will be preached in its purest form from sons and daughters of Africa. Are you following? So they took Jesus out. So even though Jesus lost so much blood through the stripes, through the thorns, and all of that, that one is not counting. He has not started counting because he has not arrived outside of the gate. When he arrived outside of the gate and they put him on the cross, are you with me? You know they had to nail his hands to the tree. They had to nail his feet to the tree. They had to. So, his blood had the opportunity to touch down Golgotha. The first omen that manifested from his blood touching down Golgotha was an earthquake. Do you realize that in the case of Abel, the ground opened her mouth to receive the blood? That's the blood of what? Innocent. You are following me? In the case of Jesus, the ground could not analyze the blood. It was earthquake. The computer crashed. Now, all of these things I'm trying to explain to you, you will notice in the book of Luke that an unbeliever, the centurion was an unbeliever. He had crucified people before. He had superintended crucifixions again and again. And the guy was just an observer. He began to see the omens find expression around the death of Jesus. His conclusion at the end of the day was that Jesus was a righteous man. That was the testimony of an unbeliever that has experienced many, many crucifixions. The first omen that took place was that the ground that collected Abel's skin could not analyze his own. The ground gave way because it was the blood of who? A righteous man. The impact of the tremor that took place, are you still with me? It affected the alignment of the temple. Such that the covering of the Holy of Holies was compromised. And the way it was compromised gave every normal Hebrew an insight into what really happened. Because the curtain of the Holy of Holies was torn from top to bottom. That's not how curtains tear. When curtains are giving way, they begin to give way from under. And those of you that have curtains in a village that have been there since the war, you know what I'm talking about. The material must have gone really bad down there. But when you go up, you will see the real color, the real texture, the real embroidery of the material up there. You see, can you picture what I'm talking about? Now, so when the curtain tore, it was an act of God. Because if you understand Hebrew culture, when a Hebrew man is grieving, part of how he expresses grief is that he tears his garment and he puts charcoal, ashes on his head. It was the owner of that garment, the one that sat behind the curtain, that tore his garment because in grief, because for the first time in the history of God, he was going to turn his back on his son in order to satisfy the claims of divine justice. Are you still with me? So it was grief. Even though many miraculous and powerful things took place on the account of that grief, the presence of God became accessible, but the real doctrine that is in the curtain is a doctrine of grief, which is a revelation of God's grief because he had to turn his back on his son for the actualization of the offering that was offered. Are you still with me?
Yes,
I said, are you with me?
Yes,
you will see Cain after the curse was proclaimed upon him. It didn't affect his biceps. If Cain used to go to the gym, you would still see his muscles. He was still looking very healthy and very promising. In fact, a lady in church will even see him as, I love him. Unknown to her, there is a judgment that is hanging on, like a time bomb on his head. I have a scripture to read to us. Numbers. Chapter 22. Numbers. Chapter 22. Numbers. Chapter 22. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was distressed because the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that is round about us as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor at Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that I may smite them, that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. So this is consultancy services. There is an ability that is prominent, it is pronounced in the ministry of Balaam. And the ability is the reason for which he was contracted. It was a known fact that anyone whom Balaam curses is cursed. Anyone whom Balaam blesses is blessed. It's on the strength of this ability that he came highly recommended to Balak. Now we need to go spiritual. So there is a man that has an ability such that when he curses people, they remain cursed. The curse will take hold. And when he blesses them, the blessings will take hold. Now, before we go into this research, I would like you to cast your mind back. Are you still here? Okay. Because when I notice you are not here, we'll cut the syllabus. There's a reason for which God gave me this emphasis. And may that reason be accomplished in your life in the name of Jesus. So, Balaam had an ability. And I'd like us to analyze the ability that Balaam had, because Balaam was not the first person that had that ability. Who else has an ability like that of Balaam in the Bible that you know? Abraham. We have to study to find out the bearing of this man called Balaam. And we made some discoveries. He's actually a descendant of Abraham, this guy here, but not from the wife that God has ordained for the heir, the keeper of that covenant to come from. So I don't want to go more than that. But the same oil was on him. Are you with me? Now, so the king now said, in view of the fact that you have this ability, come and curse this guy. And the reason why I read this is to show you what a curse does to someone. Because according to the king, when you lay a curse on these people, they will fail in battle. So one of the easiest ways to know someone laboring under a curse, he will be doing very well until you give him an exam, until you give him an interview, until you give him a test. The curse will not show. The symptoms of that curse can lie fallow and very, very dormant, very, very silent until the person comes in confrontation with a test. Suddenly, that thing will begin to speak and he will fail in battle. Are you still with me? I went to, I don't know VI very well. I just get carried around when I come. I can't trace this church location from where we are staying. I'm not so good with geography. So somewhere on VI, we went to submit our documents because we were processing a visa. Then we get to the place. And there was this guy. I was seeing him, you do like this. So I asked Philip, I said, Philip, can you go and find out what is wrong? Because he will move from me. And his son, the child they brought, the guy will enter every office and because they will pursue him. He will move from here, he will go. And the mother couldn't hold the child. The guy was independent. He was living the life. The young child was living the life in the office there. So I said, okay, what's going on here? Then he said, his money, his payment, his remaining 11,000. I said, okay, Philip, take my card, go there, pay the 11,000, and let the guy stop moving around. And they said, no, he has 11,000. He has the rest of the money in cash. Then what is missing is 11,000. Then when we asked the guy, what is your problem? How can we help? The guy started lying. He didn't know that I could see lie on his tongue. But I see he said that we help him. Because even the lie was sufficient for me not to help him. But I was determined to go beyond every barrier to help. Even though, whether it's worthy or not, no problem. He lied, I said. We forgot about the lie. Okay, what is this? 11,000. Okay. what is the whole money? Because the money I have is on my card. So I wanted to pay the whole money. Go home with what you have as cash and survive. I sent Philip there. Philip wanted to pay. Then the guy on the counter now says, I've closed. Now that was when I discovered that the guy had been there since 10 a.m. At the time we were talking, it was, when was it? It was 5 p.m. So you have been moving like that without his son. His son invading all the offices from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And when eventually someone came and said, okay, we'll pick your bill, the goodwill did not translate to any deliverance whatsoever. Because the curse will make you fail in battle. I wanted to engage him and say, bro, what is happening to you is not that the people don't like you. There is a matter. There is a huge matter that is playing out on your life that you need to attend to. They were so confused. They'll be looking for a power bank. So our hearts were filled with love to help. Even though we were willing to help, our help did not change the situation. One of the indicators that someone is laboring under the curse is that he fails in battle. Tonight, there are prayers we are going to be praying. And that's why I'm saying you will be doing yourself a great favor to stay awake. And if someone is sleeping by your side, as just like Pastor Ben has said, we know that that case was even concocted in the night. That's a strong case, an unusual hour. So show your bowels of mercy to that individual by reviving them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those cases where the padlock was put on that life in the night. But you can show mercy. You can show mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, because I've spotted somebody that is sleeping, because of that person sleeping, we cut the syllables. We cut the syllables. Second evidence of the presence of a curse. Second evidence of the presence of a curse. Can we do John chapter 9 from verse 1 to 5? John chapter 9 from verse 1 to 5. And as Jesus passed by, yes, give me that sound so that we can begin to transit into the practical aspect of this delivery. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. Now, so these guys, they're disciples of Jesus. They've been going through, you know, a lot of education, a lot of discipleship, a lot of training. So the sight of the blind man provoked some very powerful questions in keeping with their lectures. If you check their tone, you will find out that Jesus had been teaching on similar subjects at the time that they saw that man. So they wanted a practical session from Jesus. And they came up with this question. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. Hallelujah. Stay with me. If we analyze at face value, it means that the man's sin can be the reason why he's blind. If we analyze at face value, it can mean that the man's parents' sin can be the reason why he's born blind, according to the questions that the people asked Jesus. Are you still with me? So, supposing that the case was because of the man's parents' sin. And that means that it's a foundation of iniquity that gives Satan a legal premise to establish and to manifest his vengeance on the bloodline. Are you still with me? There is such a premise that provides legality for Satan to execute vengeance. The reason is because iniquity in itself generates a trend that is transgenerational. Such a trend that has capacity to empower Satan. I don't have time. But I have time enough to read the scripture to us. Let us do Numbers chapter 23. I'll read from verse 14 Numbers 23. I'll read from verse 14 to verse 23. And then I will end my discussion. Even though my syllabus is not yet complete. But it will be fair to bring the discussion to a close at that time. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram, and on every altar. And he said to Balak, "Stand here by the burnt offering while I meet the Lord yonder." So the one that is making the request for the intercession, he needs to stand by the burnt offering. He needs to stand by the sacrifice that he brought. And as he's standing by the sacrifice, because what he's doing is that it is his petition through that sacrifice that he wants to interpret the answer. So he told the king, "You stand by the altar." And I don't have time to tell you the way these altars were built. Because if we check the symptoms around these altars, we will see that it's the same way the Israeli people built their altars. That's the same way this guy built his own altar, which is indicative of the fact that they have common heritage. However, the technology that is at work here, I don't think we need to go into that. Okay. He said, "Go again." And said, "Go again unto Balak and say thus." This is what God is saying. "And when he had came to him, behold, he stood by the burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him, and Balak said unto him, 'What has the Lord spoken?'" 18. "And he took up his parable and said, 'Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it." I don't have time to dwell on that scripture. Now, let us see the analysis of the utterance. The reason why I'm blessing. I have commandment to bless. You know, he had that profile that if he blesses, the person is blessed. If he curses, the person is cursed. We now see the secret behind that ability that he had. He will only bless because God is blessing. And he will only curse because God is cursing. And even though they were paying him to curse, unfortunately for them, the frequency, the signal he was speaking was a signal of blessing. And because he was already hired, he had to explain to them why he's blessing instead of cursing. And that is what we have in verse 21. "He has not beheld iniquity in..." That means that if there is iniquity in Jacob, the utterance will be a curse. Who sinned that this man was born blind? So the first thing here, he had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord, his God, is with him. There are three things there. He has not yet beheld iniquity in Jacob, nor perverseness in Israel, and the Lord, his God, is with him. Number three, and the shout of a king is among them. That's Jesus. That guy saw Jesus from the book of Numbers. They are traveling with a shout. As they are moving in the wilderness, there is a shout that they are traveling with. There is a king that is crying in their midst. This is the reason why they cannot be cursed. Okay, go to the next verse. And I will end my lecture there. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Next verse. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Don't be quick to quote this scripture, because truth does not exist in a vacuum. Can you see the four requirements that give birth to this scripture? People are living in iniquity and are quoting this scripture and saying there is no enchantment against Jacob, as if God is a magician that puts something on nothing. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has the Lord done? Because there was no iniquity found in them. If you come back after some time, the only things you will see are the things that God has done. But if there's iniquity found in them and perverseness in Israel, if you give them some time, what you will see are the things that Satan has done. I'm going to end my lecture there so that we can go into prosecution. Listen to me and listen carefully. These are the things I picked when I was on my knees in the hotel. Three people here are dead. Three people in this service are dead already. The first assignment that God brought me here to accomplish is to reverse that debt. It will come to pass whether you say amen or not. Because you don't listen to 9 o'clock news and say amen. I'm just telling you news that I got from heaven. Three people here are dead. Number two. There is someone in this congregation, and your grandfather was a demonic priest. Even though your father did not outrightly serve the deity, the river of the flow of that priesthood is beginning to influence your life. You see some visions that are not from God. Second thing God has sent me to do is to close that river that is flowing alongside your spirit. Like I said, I'm casting news. Hallelujah. Then number three, I saw something like a growth on someone's body. Before the end of this session, that growth will dissolve. Rise on your feet, let's begin. There are other issues here that if I'm going to keep to time, there's no way we can look into those issues. They are critical issues. He sent his word, the Bible says. And his word healed them and delivered them from all their... Oh my God. Delivered them from what? From some of their destructions? So, in order for God, when God gets ready to deal with destructions, destructions don't look obvious, but they can fight the work of your hands. Destructions don't look obvious, they can affect, influence your life expectancy. Destructions don't look obvious, they can influence your prosperity. Destructions don't look obvious, they can influence the way life goes for you. I didn't have time to take us to what the Bible called the sicknesses of the Egyptians. That's one destruction. It's a weapon that Satan shoots. And then the shadow of death. I didn't have no time to check it. When death casts a shadow over a house, casts a shadow over a people, casts a shadow over a destiny. Like the guy that got first class, went for youth service, the finished passing out parade, was coming to the West here. And then they had a ghastly motor accident in Lokoja, and he was the only one that died. The accident was not any serious thing. But you see, death had casted a shadow. That's just like the three individuals here. The proceedings about their exit from this life has been concluded. But thank God you came for night vigil. You see, the merchandise that we have in the house of God is life. And that life will swallow every contract of debt. Every transaction of debt will be swallowed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we are going to pray some custom-made prayers. Now, this is when you participate. You can decide to keep quiet, it's a choice. You can decide to pray, it's a choice. But God will only respond to people that decide to pray. If you are still with me, say, Amen. First prayer that we are praying is on the issue of that curse. It's a broad matter, but I don't have time to look into all the departments, all the manifestations. There are some that can be silent in a generation and active, just like genes. These are recessive genes, and then these are dormant genes. If you go and read the book of the Kings, are you with me? In some generations, you will see some traits that are dormant. Rebellion is dormant here. And then after a while, it's still the same, the descendants of the same man. You will now see that rebellion is recessive. Obedience is dormant. You check again after some few generations. You can see dormant and recessive possibilities across the lines of generations. Are you there? Can we pray? Can we ask the Lord that any recessive spiritual situation that is looking to lock into another generation and become dormant, we want to cut it off from its roots, from its fountain. We want to disconnect it. We want to dispossess it of its authority by reason of the power that is resident in the blood of Jesus. Can we cry to him? This is not a time to be quiet. This is a time for transaction. This is the reason why we do night vigils. The reason why we come for night vigils is for prayers like this. The reason why we come for night vigils is to prosecute matters like this. Hey! Koramahasiketa mokoria. Jamokonde seketa babonde lakila broskataya mandalore.
La compres que tocó per basica y cabranta cosa matalia escobreco tamena cure da si brai con velas quito preque tamalantoro isco masacayata. Cry to him. Cry to him. We call upon your name tonight. This thing that wants to flow from one generation to another generation, we cut it off. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. My kobo siko melahiske, bratakole masakadale, rando bokoskate kusa makaila. Braka sande boboria skito bambelaskita manteli gaboske te medeke rabakudia eskobe babrante kuskama laite rando kose kedia mara kabalata ikamasanda baboko tabalaite eskobreka batekunda babalatasi iamakonde samakadia. Lord, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. If you are here and you've noticed a pattern of life expectancy in your family, that when people arrive at this certain age, then they begin to notice symptoms of blood pressure, and it defies all the medication, starts becoming worse and begins to affect other organs, and you're already seeing those symptoms manifest in your life. We want to enforce the goodwill of the new creation. You see, the thing about legislating is if you keep quiet and assume that because you are born again, this should not happen, you are wrong. Because faith does not deny mountains. It doesn't. I've seen many people that have become victims of one kind of faith does not deny mountains. I saw my grandfather at 110. He had a straight back, was not using glasses, had no walking stick. And even the 110 we're giving him was a conservative estimate of his life. Then when he died eventually, about 8 years later, so he lived for like 118, 120. After he died, my dad and my uncles, no one could hit 70. I'm a scientist. I study patterns. My dad will pray in the morning, pray in the night. There was no religious man like that man. But the same symptoms of doom that started after their father died, he was a victim of it. So I went for investigation in prayers and in fasting for years to find out what mystery was at work. Hallelujah. Because the man we're talking about that lived for all those years, he had an active altar. And he knew the language of the spirit. Not divine spiritual. In fact, he doesn't call you by the name your parents give you. He gives you a name according to the spirit of divination. The name he gave me was, the meaning is white man. That I will follow the ways of the white man. I will not follow their traditions. All the names he gave were accurate.
Oh! Maybe the way I interpret that one to mean is that I will preach the gospel, I will not like traditional things. And indeed, that was the name he gave me when I joined the brother. Oh, this one is a white man. By divination, he will give you a name and he will never call you the name of your parents. Yeah, that white man was what he called me till he died. Are you still following? I had to go and find out what was happening. Because he was not a believer. Even though we smuggled Christ into his heart before he passed. In fact, I don't want to go into all of that. But I noticed a pattern. Death will come like a wind. To take two, to take three, and nobody was strong enough to go beyond the 60s for a long time. You can stand there and say it doesn't matter. Oh, until the wind will blow on your forehead. Then you will realize that it's not by power and it's not by mind. There is a reason why he gave us the Bible, so that we can be wise to prosecute matters. Can you do a quick, take a quick inventory of your lifespan vis-a-vis the lifespan of your dad? And make a decree tonight. I will fulfill my days. My life will not be cut short. I will live to fulfill the purpose of God. Somebody cry. Somebody cry. Somebody cry to him. Somebody needs to cry. Someone needs to cry. Someone needs to cry here. Someone needs to cry. Hero no seke makailete. Rescofolominante y cobama. Yala sura mahas que tomerende. Brocos que tobaca manteli. Asai combeli, sika baka sudimantelia. Ebro kosketa. That which cuts men short. Will not be able to cut me short. I have come before the Lord to legislate. I have come before the Lord to legislate. Is it not written that no enchantment could prosper on Jacob because iniquity was not found in her? Oh, we ask that you overrule tonight in your chamber of justice. In your chamber of judgment, in your chamber of equity, overrule. Who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not approved it? Oh my God. Ascobregede, summa santelia, asacuria branteca, dobo conteli, agesco bacuria, bandele, asamacoria, racaban santeca, bosqueta bugabatua, abrecatecos cande baboconde. Do not keep quiet tonight. Do not keep quiet. Overrule it. Overrule it. Overrule it. In your chamber of justice. In your chamber of judgment. Let those destructions, let them be detonated. Let their powers be taken from them. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you tonight. Oh God, hear thou our cry. For iniquity has not been found with us. Perverseness is not in our dwelling. Arise and let your enemies be scattered. Asama Cantalia, Breta Soke Baba, Luke Mantalige, Alo Momoria Sike, Rantes Eboko, Rakaboko Santalia Cantalia, Abres Pobena Cante Gondo Sokodala, Abranda Bastakaya, Ekasemo Moria Cambella Suka, Ande De Somoria, Akabasante, Akababora Cantalia. Akabasa katala, akababorosi, aikompa monashika, rakabeso zola monte, ramina kadia, ezosela, akabondema, eskabraita kopela kote, iso solia, bramanta balate, we lift up our voice tonight, and we ask, Omaru! Let the patterns change. Let the structure of things be altered. Paiso kobelise. Enso mina kantelia. Eka babori basantelia. Ela konde dasika braka babora kata. Iala la dasia. Resko fali. Barata kosetala. Alaba bantendo sela. Ikameto kobela kuda basaya abrante koskete rakabondo rakamansala rakamansade bokoria brante koskatala ekabanta babokotobo nokotia arenda na namama swa bratai toka meta kena kote kede liko bohoma liko sala bohoma alashika baratala yetakuse labo rakabendo nolia rakaskemi rakaskombolo rakasabenata rakababola kabia. Do not keep quiet tonight. Let your voice register in the heavens. Posi barakonte likete to abebele teria roko sonde bramidas aikamaste ratose malatelia akapata babokatate zika bendo rando bokota rabeda kaselia ebramana nana mamose rakoto mina kadelia asesto stila asesto sante rakapabe Akai kompagwa, raka kosoko, makabela konde, rabenasi. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. That amen is dead. In the name of Jesus. Now, we are going to follow a few instructions, but before I start, can you check by your left or right if somebody close to you is sleeping? Revive them. Let them stand up. I'm seeing some heads bowed, not unto the Lord. There. If you are a brother, if there's mercy in your spirit, revive those ones there. Except there is no mercy in your spirit. Revive them. Emma Mele Kalame. So say Namo. So say Namo.
Okay. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to cry out the name, Jesus' name. Then you say amen. There's a foolishness that God wants us to submit to this night. When I say Jesus' name, you say amen. And let no one be quiet when we are doing that foolishness. Huh? The name of Jesus. Yes. That one is not part of the ones I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So we'll do that for like 7 times. And then after that, I will pray for the sick. Now this is the instruction for sickness. Just in case you want to stop using these glasses. I'm seeing so many glasses. If you desire. Alright? When we are done with all the amen, remove your glasses. Put your hands in your arms. I saw someone in the spirit while I was standing with Pastor Ben. You have lost hearing in one ear. And God wants to open that ear. Now. But this is what you will do. When we finish with the amen, you put this finger, cover the ear that cannot hear while we pray. Is that clear? I saw someone that had something like an accident and it affected your back and there's excruciating pain on your back. Jesus wants to heal that pain. Are you with me? In fact, I even see someone in the congregation, it's as if there's something inside of your head. When you shake it, you hear a sound. You hear a sound. God will take away that thing. You brought someone dumb. As we pray for the sick, lay your hands on the person. You brought someone crippled. As we pray for the sick, lay your hands on the dry legs. Oh my God. See, reinforcement is coming. I see an angel coming, descending. There's reinforcement already. In the name of Jesus. Part of the reason why I say you should shout amen, it helps me see in the spirit. So there is a woman in our midst, you have sleeping problems. Sleeping problems. It's difficult for you to get to sleep. And even when you sleep, if someone makes noise, you wake up easily and it's almost impossible for you to get back to sleep. Where's that woman? Come. I saw a woman. Now your wife is not here. For any reason why she's not here, is the reason why I don't know if God can help. But people that are here will attend to them first. The ones that I saw are here. So if you are saying your wife has that condition, I don't know why your wife is not here. Is she in Dubai? Or she's in Lagos? Okay. Because you cry, come, join them. Don't just come if you don't have the condition I mentioned. Now listen. We are not playing. We are not playing here. Don't just come here. All right. Yes, so are you here? And what is your own case? Okay. So you can stand in for her. We'll do the amen and the response. We'll do it 7 times. And when we do it, the 3 people will come out of the graves.
So don't worry. We have an appointment with Jesus this night. We have an appointment with Jesus. Now the first thing we're going to do, we say just one amen. Okay. Can you stretch your hand in that direction? See, listen to me. What is responsible for this situation is a very small demon, and that demon has long hands like a cord. So he uses that cord to bind their necks. Alright? Can you stretch forth your hand and cast out that demon? Pray for them. Femina hoke, kura maskito prendo ko mahambala. For darkness will not have dominion over us. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, if the Lord indeed has heard us, He will show a sign. The anointing will come on one of these people standing here as a sign. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this bondage that is on your people pass away. And if you have heard our cry, I ask, show me this sign. Let the oil of your anointing descend on one of them as a sign that you have heard me. It's okay. Just wait. Show me that sign. So we destroy the yoke of this demonic activity that is upon the lives of these individuals, and even on those ones whose wives are not here present. Anywhere they are, we break the yoke upon them in the name of Jesus. Hey, death is on one of you. Now, I need to do something quickly. I just need to touch you on the forehead like this. The one that death is upon, the person will be liberated. Father, show me that one that death is upon. Show me in the name of Jesus. Hey. We remove that yoke from you in the name of Jesus. Now, can I get a bottle of water? Oh my God. This one will not come out until I will put water on her. If you are still with me, say amen. Open it. So, open it again. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from that place. Come out from that. Now, Now the rest of you can go and sit down. The rest of you can go and sit down. Now I just want to obey God. My brother Chijoke here is the one that brought this water. I didn't come with it from God. Came from Lagos. But I have an instruction. I have an instruction from God. Just leave her there. I have an instruction from God. Come out of that place. In the name of Jesus. I'm looking for four people. And this is the way the Holy Spirit says I will find them. In the name of Jesus. Somebody attended the burial, and after you attended this, hey, there is a lady there. Bring her. Somebody attended the burial, and since you came back from that burial, you've not been feeling well. You've been feeling quite feverish, slightly feverish. But the thing is, you've been seeing dead people since you came back from that burial. Where are you? Come. Where are you? I want to remove the shadow of death. Oh, Jesus. Lia Mahaseliko Porna Hasiko Premina Laito. Somebody stretch your hand in that direction. Hey. Break the yoke, this arrow. What is on them is an arrow. Can you break it? Can you destroy it? You can destroy it. You can destroy it. You can destroy it. You can destroy it tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon your name. Aye, 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 aye.
you can destroy it.
Cry unto him.
Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. This arrow that was shot upon your life, today, we neutralize its effect in your body. Let the yoke that was brought upon you on its account be rolled away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes. Go back, go back, go back. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a grave. And this grave that I'm seeing, a ceremony was conducted. And the conclusion of the ceremony was that they cut something like banana stem and buried to complete that ritual. The reason why I'm seeing it is because that ritual was conducted, was done in order to bring injury to one of the families represented in this place. Now, if I'm saying the truth, I will ask the Lord to confirm it. Because it may not be true. It may be me. So, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this one that a barrier was done, a mock barrier, was done to symbolize an actual barrier. These people that are present here today, that the issue concerning their death has been concluded. I plead with you tonight. Have mercy on this one. Now, don't say amen again. So, Father, I ask that you stretch forth your hand. Those three individuals that are implicated by this insight. A burial was done symbolizing their actual burial and concluding the ritual that will release demons to end their lives anywhere they are so that we can help anywhere those individuals are. I ask that you stretch forth your hand in this congregation and help me identify them. Anywhere they are, help me by a touch of your anointing, by a touch of your anointing, by a touch of your power, by a touch of your power. Anywhere they are, help me identify them. Anywhere they are seated, help me identify them. By a touch, three of them. Three of them. Rise from this ground and find this one. Rise from this ground and find them. Find them. There are three of them. Ushers, when you see them, you bring them. Father, I ask, rise from this ground, anywhere they are seated, anywhere they are standing. Let your hand be strong upon them in the name of Jesus. I say, don't say amen again. Is there no usher there? Oh my God. You see, we will need to, oh my God.
Now we need to conduct some deliverance. We need to... The grave must open. The grave has to open. The grave has to open. Can we cry out? That grave that did that ritual, that grave must open tonight. Can we cry? Can we cry to it? Now listen to me. I'm seeing a young man. You know, most of these people are ladies, but I'm seeing a young man that is caught up in this matter. In fact, that young man, his case is worse. The spirit of death is already consuming. Oh. The spirit of death is already consuming. It's eating. It's eating him up. So we break the yoke of death upon you. We command you to come out of that grave from whence you have been kept in the name of Jesus. Come out! In Jesus' name! Now, can you sprinkle? If water doesn't touch him, he will not come up. Just a little. You can do it yourself. Ooh. No. Hey. Oh. Okay, he will come out now. He's coming out. Father, let him come out. Let him come out. Let him come out. Let him come out in the name of Jesus. Let him come out in the name of Jesus. Let it come out in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. I'm seeing someone's feet. I'm seeing someone's feet. Someone stepped on charm. He stepped on charm. Now in the next 21 seconds, the Lord will arrest you. Because if we don't deal with it, it will become a complication. Father, that one that stepped on charm, anywhere that one is in this place, I ask that you stretch forth your hand. Help me identify that one that stepped on charm. Now, stop praying. Just listen to me. Listen. God has answered our prayer. That is why I can see where the problem is. So just follow me. Hallelujah. How many times have we shouted amen? 4. Okay, it's remaining 3. Father, that one that stepped on charm, they set a spiritual trap for him, for her. He fell into the trap. So that the symptoms of this trap will not overwhelm him or her, I ask, Father, anywhere that individual is, they came to your presence. They did not come before an idol. They came to your presence because they have confidence in you. They have hope in you. And so I plead on their behalf that it might please you today to stretch forth your hand anywhere that one is that stepped upon this. Stretch forth your hand. Identify that one so that we can help with prayer. Okay, it's coming. It's coming stronger. It's coming. It's coming. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me. Help me find that individual. Help me find that individual. Help me find that individual. Stretch forth your hand. Locate that one. 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 In the name of Jesus. We don't know where you went. We don't know what you touched. But in the name of Jesus, I neutralize it. I neutralize it. In Jesus' name. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. it's time for miracles. So if you are the one that is deaf, put your hand there. You can remove your glasses, put your hand on your eyes. I will give a decree. Just like the scripture says, he sent his word. It's a short prayer, but the Lord's hand will be upon it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I thank you because of everyone that is here and for those that are participating online. I bind blinding spirits. Blinding spirits, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. And come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. I bind deafening spirits. Deafening spirits, be bound. Be bound. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I bind every disease. Every curse. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let the pains on the body go in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Father, anyone carrying a weight, let that weight be rolled away. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. Sickness, go in the name of Jesus. Disease, go in the name of Jesus. Someone is having one kind of unnatural weight on your body. A demon, you've been carrying a demon around. So we remove that weight from your body in the name of Jesus. I command the eyes, see in Jesus' name. I command the ears, hear in Jesus' name. I command the pain, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I bind every spirit of paralysis. Be bound. Be bound. Come out of the bodies in the name of Jesus. Dumbness, be bound. Be bound. Come out of the vocal cords in the name of Jesus. Asthma, be bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, there's someone your genotype is SS. Your genotype is SS. Let me see you. SS. Genotype, SS. That means you are a sickler by medical, only one. One. Okay, because you are not many. You come. I'll pray for you. Then you go and run a check. Today is Saturday. So you run a check on Monday. Come quickly. Come quickly. Now the Lord gave me a sign in the spirit. No. I want physical human beings. Where are you? The one God showed me is physically present. It's not a picture. And if he showed me, he will do it. Are you coming? You are coming. All right. If he showed me, then he will do it. You run a test on Monday. Run a test on Monday. We prayed for someone. The person was a stickler, and they went to the lab. The thing became AS. Then they took the results somewhere. Somebody doubted it. And then they went again to the lab. God got angry. Then they became AA. So we are going to pray for these two individuals. Can we pray for them? Jesus. Hey, wait. I saw something now. Oh, my God. Can we stretch our hands in their direction and pray for them? Weep not, sister, weep not. It's okay. It's okay. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, look kindly on your daughter. Look kindly on your daughter. Look kindly on your daughter. Change her genotype. Either from SS to AA, even AS is good enough. Change it. Change it. Change it. Look kindly on your daughter. Change her genotype. From SS, make it AS or AA. In the name of Jesus. Let the lab report reflect this change. In Jesus' name. Don't cry again. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Go back, two of you. On Monday, run a test. So remove your hands from your eyes, from your ears, and run a check on those eyes. I am expecting not less than 3 people whose eyes have improved. It's not, it can be more, but it cannot be less. And one person that had a hearing problem, that the ear is now open. So check. You have 2 minutes to check, please. When you finish checking, you come to me here. Come to me. I take a few testimonies. Then we'll do another thing. Check your eyes, your hearing. If you need someone by your side to help you with to do some stuff on your ears so that you can confirm if the hearing has been restored, do those checks. But if you confirm, you come out here. The rule is this. If nothing happens, say nothing. If something happens, don't keep quiet. So you come out here. After you have done your check, come out here. Come out. The rest of you can sit. The rest of you can sit. Once you have confirmed, maybe there's some, your eyes have improved, your sight, your hearing. If you have confirmed it, you come towards my left here. Now, I will take like 3 testimonies before I do a final, carry out a final instruction. So I'm waiting for you. About 3 people's eyes have been corrected. So I'm waiting for you here. When you check it, you verify it, you can come out. Pastor, who is going to... Maybe you are the one going to help me. You're going to help me, okay? The rule is simple. If nothing happens, say nothing. If something happens, don't keep quiet. That's the rule. Oh, yeah? Yes, that's the pastor now. Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Don't use up all our time. Just... Okay, that was what it was before.
Before, it was blurry. I couldn't see from there. It was blurry.
Okay.
After I put my hands on my eye and I put it, I couldn't see anything. Everything was blurry. And now, I can see you from there. I can see you here.
Here. Now, I will teach you how to clap for Jesus. This one now, you are clapping for me. And this clap will cost me this night. When I go back, to cause me serious problem when I get back. Or you will ask me, who were they clapping for? So manage, you know, we're all trying to do our own job. Don't cause problem for me. Huh? Okay. For how long was your eye in that state? Were you using glasses? You were using glasses for how long were you using?
6 months.
For 6 months. For this condition. What did they say the name of the condition is?
They just told me that I had to get it. It wasn't the condition. My vision was very.
Okay. So, but you checked it, you can see, and you saw me.
Yes.
You were not seeing me clearly before.
No, it was very.
Okay. So, can we celebrate Jesus now? Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, I'm still waiting. The person I'm looking for has not come yet. The person, yeah? Go on. Now, listen to me. Not less than 3 people have been healed on the eyes. And there is one person whose ear condition has changed. I want to see that person. Yes, go on.
I used to, the vision used to get blurred.
Blurred.
Become double.
Become double.
Yes. So, because I just used to have faith that I will not use glasses. So, even at night, I cannot read my Bible on my phone.
You can't read your Bible on your phone.
So, I've tried this night.
Did you check it?
Yes, sir. I did.
It has improved?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so God is honoring your faith. Now, see. The angel of the Lord is touching me here. And the meaning of this is that there is someone that is anointing now. It's anointing someone now. It's anointing someone. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere that one is that you are anointing, you're anointing the person to be able to work miracles. You're anointing the person to be able to heal the sick. I ask that the anointing might intensify. Let it intensify. Let it become strong. Become stronger. Let it become stronger. So that you can use these vessels to fulfill your will, to accomplish your desires. In the name of Jesus. I'm still waiting for eye people. No, I didn't say sit. I didn't say you should be doing your hands. That's not what I said. I'm still waiting. If I find the person I'm looking for, just one person. Yes, go there, go there, go there, go there. I hope I find that person. Yeah, so what happened to you? Bro, come first. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Thank you for perfection. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm waiting for someone with a hearing problem and your ear has opened. Someone with a hearing problem, your ear has opened. Please check that ear. Check that ear. Check that ear. Maybe you are the one I'm sent to. Well, we find out. Check the ear. If you confirm that the ear can hear, don't come out without a confirmation. You checked it. You satisfied your curiosity. Then you come. Ear. Almost completely gone. And when you take your call, you don't use that ear to take the call. You came into this place with that condition. Is this being broadcasted online? Oh. Okay, just in case you are online, the person I'm talking about, this ear man, communicate to us now, and tell us your name. It's your name I need. That is if you are online. But if the person is not online and you are here, you come out. Sister, go on. Now, you know that the microphone is not supposed to be. Okay.
I cannot read. I even went to go and collect my glasses 2 days ago.
You went to collect your glasses 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Let me see how fine. You know, some of you, the glasses are so fine that you don't want to leave them. Just like this type. They don't want to leave this type. So, can you read it now?
Yes, I can read
now. Okay, well, read for us. Read for us.
Faith role in authority.
So, I believe you.
Faith is involved in exercising spiritual authority. Yes, there are times when evil spirits come out immediately. But if they
and
don't...
And someone shouts hallelujah. Sister, come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you for resetting the eyes. She will not need glasses again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I need a feedback from the guy that is monitoring the desk. This here is something the Lord told me in my closet. And he never misses. So if the person is here, come. If the person is not here and the people on the desk, Pastor, what are you?
Praise the Lord. About 8 years or so ago, I attended a friend's mother's 80th birthday party.
Okay.
In Ikeja, this event center. And when I was about to leave, I was already heading out. Then a thought said, you know, this is Lagos. You can run into traffic on the way home. So go and ease yourself before you leave. So I started walking towards the bathroom area. And I walked past a deck of speakers, heavy whatever speakers. That as I was walking past there was a large burst of sound. And I just said, poop. My right ear here, and you know, since then, this particular year I went abroad. When they checked it, they said it will only they couldn't do anything about it. It can only correct naturally. But so since then, instinctively, because it's not deaf, but I don't hear as well as to this. So instinctively, I always answer my call with this, So that's why when he says they had to ask them to give me my phone, so they gave me my phone, and I tried to make a call using this, whatever. And I found that, you know,
Can we celebrate Jesus tonight? Lord, we give you glory and praise. Thank you for touching the ear of our pastor. We return glory to you in Jesus' name. I was amazed when Pastor was coming up. Now, I need to... Pastor, we thank you for your testimony. But the Lord has told me that the person he's talking about is not you. But we thank you for yours. I am still waiting. Yeah?
This one just says I was experiencing pain before.
No, it's not this. No. The person I'm waiting for that has an ear situation, you are not pastor. If it's pastor, God will tell me it's you. I was sitting close to you when he told me about the ear. You would have just said, touch this man. Tell him. So, bro, why are you here?
Here.
So you don't believe that what I'm saying is true, or I don't know how to. What? Now let's hear him first.
In my junior secondary school days, I was slapped by students, and I started bleeding from that ear, and that led to a sort of deficiency from that ear. I cannot receive call from that ear ever since then. So I usually use my right ear. I have to check over and over and over again just to be sure that it was me. I was skeptical, but I have to conduct this over and over again. That was the reason why it took me a little bit of time.
Tell us the inference of your investigation. You know, you wanted to be sure. The thing now is that because you delayed, what the Lord he told me when I prayed, I was supposed to give you something, but you delayed, so you don't deserve it. We give glory to God for your hearing that has been restored, but I will not give you. Now, yes, what's the name? What the name is what I need. Where is the person? Be popped open. Okay, so that salami is the person I will transfer that this thing to. I appreciate your testimony. You may be seated. I'm seeing someone wearing rags. Rags. Anytime I see this vision, it means that there is the spirit of insanity wants to go into another generation. It's present in a current generation, and now it wants to transfer to another generation. Call that name again. Let me pray for that person. The Lord. You know, I was insisting that the person will be not physically present so that I can transfer it and know that I've done it. But Salami, anywhere you are, Jesus sent me to you. He said that your days of struggling, your days of trying and attempting are over. He said that you will see his help visibly in your life. And in a short while, your circumstances will turn around. So shall it be. Listen to me. Yes? Are you? Usher. Okay. Now, this spirit of madness wants to enter another generation. And the person that I'm talking about, your daughter is beginning to behave funny. Your daughter has already started behaving a bit funny. Your daughter has already started behaving funny. That spirit wants to come to another generation. The one whose story is like what I'm describing is the person I want to see. There is this spirit hovering in the family, and your daughter is beginning to behave funny. If you are the one I'm talking about, you've noticed once, twice, three times the way your daughter is coordinating, and you know that something that is rooted in the family is about to jump upon her, and it is the spirit of insanity. Now, if you are the one I'm talking about, Come. And if that your daughter is here, go and bring that your daughter. And we will reverse that symptom. This is the last instruction I have from God. If you refuse to come like that young man, I know that I obeyed God. And it will be your business if you want your daughter to remain in that condition. Just wait, I'll pray for you, but you are not the one I'm talking about. Now, who has the microphone? Let's find out what's happening. You see, the frequency of visions I'm seeing, I don't have the ability to talk that fast. So for everyone I say, maybe I missed two. For everyone I say, I missed two. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Now, can we pray in tongues for 2 minutes? Oh. Tilebo ketos igobrande kasalahandelia. Igo bobosti kopresko filamande kuria. Moresi la habelaito ugle bres kantomina la habarata. Oh my God. Now listen, 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 listen to me. I'm seeing a curse in the family. And I was trying to interpret the curse. So I asked us to pray. Then I saw a skeleton. A human skeleton. When I pressed further during this brief prayer, I discovered that that skeleton belongs to a female. In your family, a female person was sacrificed, was buried alive. That is the reason. Oh my God, Jesus. A female person was buried alive. And that lady cursed that family before she was buried. And because of that, a lot of misfortune happens to females in this family that I'm talking about. A lot of misfortune. For them to get married, this is very, very difficult. For anything positive to happen, it is very difficult. It is because of the human sacrifice. Now, today, you see, we have the tools of priesthood, Jesus Christ. The angel of the, oh my God, I'm even seeing sickness on that family. Now, I don't know why the Lord is upon this lady. Are you an usher? Come. Bring her. Lives will be wasted if we do not correct this matter. Yes. Brother? What is? Is this your daughter? Okay, tell us. Hey.
Oh my God.
So, when she recovers, you interview her and then find out. Yes. People will marry, and when they marry, they cannot even deliver. They can't conceive. Why are you people here? What?
Problem with female.
You?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay. So we have to wait for her to revive before I will interview you. Stand this way. So let's listen to our brother here. He'll give us some insight. And I think this is his daughter. He will tell us about the daughter. And then we will pray. We'll pray. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yes, go on.
Yeah, I noticed something in my own generation, you know, and discovered that sometimes she's soliloquizes, and then she just, you know, talking to herself.
Okay, talking to herself.
Yes.
You have seen her a couple of times like that.
Yes, like.
Okay, there's something flowing into her generation. So what we want to do now is to cut it off. And the Lord has spoken about it that he will cut it off. All right, even before I started talking. So I was just waiting for you to come because the vision was so clear. Then we'll cut it off now. How are you? Are you afraid of me? Don't be afraid. The Lord has sent me to you. You know Jesus? He sent me to you. Huh? Can we pray for this lady? Now, it's a curse on the family and it's about to transfer to another generation. But we can stop it. We can stop it. We can stop it. We can stop it. Can you stop it with your prayers? Can you stop it? Can you stop it? Yamoseli kabaratos keto mandeli. Ande bobori amiso kubrega basketo minakandi. Aikos kamalando la mila braski voreko babahase. We stop the transfer. Spirit of darkness, come out of this vessel. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The spirit will come out. Mm-hmm. Come out of our vessel. In the name of Jesus. We reject you. You don't belong here. Oh my God. Can you do me a favor? Touch her on the back. Yes. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Leave her. Leave her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay. See, the spirit is coming out. It's coming out now. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Release her. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Your bondage is taken from her. Now listen. You people are many. I don't know. Why are you here again? No, I'm not talking to men. I'm not talking to men now. Okay. Okay, just wait by the side. Wait. Let's address. Now listen. I'm looking for one person, not too many people. So what I will do is that I will touch you on your head like this. Like this. Yes? Yes? Then the one that is the one that is implicated, the thing will catch that one. So it's in this family, not in your family. But you cried out, so I will ask for the Lord's mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy. Now, we are going to conduct deliverance for this lady. There is darkness. Human sacrifice. Human sacrifice. Like three or four generations ago. And Satan is still active. Oh, Jesus Christ. One of you is still implicated. One of you. I see. The angel touched me. The angel touched me. The angel touched me. He touched me. Oh my God. Father, have mercy on her. Have mercy. 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 Let her be released. Let her be released. In the name of Jesus. Let this one too be released. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for these two families? And ask God. We bring repentance on behalf of these families. And we ask that you show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy in the name of Jesus. Show mercy in the name of Jesus. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Let that reproach be taken away from your daughters in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be taken away from your daughters in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree over their lives that a new page opens up for them in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is where the angel is touching me. Because this is anointing somebody. Somebody's been anointed. The anointing is intensifying. The things that was taken from you is coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back to you. It's coming back to you. So someone is being anointed, and the angel of the Lord is touching me here. In the next 17 seconds, the anointing will rest on you. I have 7 minutes. In 17 seconds, the anointing will rest strong on you. Then the yoke upon your life will be broken. A new page will be given to you. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. The anointing is coming stronger. It's coming much stronger. 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 So, sister, a new page opens. A new page opens. Let the delay be taken away. Let the misfortune be rolled away. Let grace be poured out on your vessel. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, bro, you can come. But you don't have it. You are not. Okay, kneel down. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Now, I'm seeing something that I don't know the meaning. Can we pray in tongues for 2 minutes? I don't know the meaning. Kaboro Sika Maite. Endomokoria Brisco Babalante Sila Habraita Condemina Candelore Tati. Onde mala uskete braita kuse mala kuria brantebina kade boshekela iko branta babori. Now listen, listen. I'm seeing a family of five. A family of five, and then something like a hawk took one. So this family of five, only four are remaining. One is late. And the hawk is coming back. There is one among these four that is falling sick frequently. There were five before. The hawk took one. is four now. And there's one among the four that is falling sick frequently. Part of what God wants to do this night is to stop that debt and to cut it off. So if what I've mentioned sounds like you, five children, one died, there are four now, and there is one that has been falling sick frequently. If it's you I'm talking about, come, let us end it now. I will only say this once. So if you like the affliction, I've done my part. Bro, I see that you are desperate. So the Lord answers your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cause his face to shine. Let this reproach be rolled away from his life in Jesus. No, do not weep. Do not weep. The Lord has heard your cry. Bless him. Bless him. In Jesus' name. Okay, find out what's going on here. Don't worry, it's okay. Go. Your wife, yourself, go. Let's see what happens in 8 months in your life. Why are you people here? Five. You lost one. That's not all I said. There's one that is sick. Is that the case in your family? If it's not the case, go and sit down. One is sick. What's the name of the one that is sick? Josiah, yes? Isaac, I guess? Your mom is the one that is falling sick. I didn't say you should stand for your mom. I'm saying your siblings. Is your mom here? So don't worry about that. I can only do what I'm instructed to do. As much as I have compassion, I cannot generate a word that is not from God. This is my last assignment. The Lord said we should stop death from coming. There's a priest in your family that is using your siblings for sacrifice. The only way we can stop this death from coming is to bring judgment on that priest. But Pastor Ben needs to authorize me to do this type of prayer. Can we cry? Can we cry in a moment of time and say, Lord, let the one that wants to afflict be judged. Let the one that wants to afflict be judged. Pray for these brethren. Pray for these brethren. Pray for them. Pray for them. Ila mama ya karabo seketa minore kabaskito brende. Iko santoria bramina hasela aleko skede izosena iko brantelia. We bring you life in the name of Jesus. We bring you life in the name of Jesus. Let death cease. We bring you life in the name of Jesus. Let death cease. Cease. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah. He lives. Let death cease. Okay. He lives.
Let me get you. Did you send me a video?